So I'm Hannah Craig and I'm a project manager at Partnership for Children. I work on particular projects within the charity, mainly working with children with special needs. So how we've adapted our mainstream Zippy's Friends programme to run in special schools. And I also work on various smaller projects, such as working with looked after children as well.
What are the main issues that you would say that your role involves?
Sure, so as Lizzie mentioned earlier, she spoke a lot about the mental health difficulties and issues that all children face around the world growing up. And in 2002, there was an inquiry that found in the UK that 1 in 10 young people will develop a diagnosable mental health disorder. But for young children with special needs, special educational needs, that soars to 6 in 10 children. So that's why we developed our special needs programme. So we got our mainstream Zippy's Friends programme and worked with special needs schools to look at how we could adapt the stories and the resources so that children with special educational needs could access them. So we could promote the mental health of children with special needs. And I think a lot of the difficulties that children with special educational needs may face around things like anxiety and friendships, it comes up quite a lot. And also they may have difficulties in regulating their emotions. So a lot of the work we do is around supporting children with special needs to be able to recognise and deal with their emotions.
And you are working with a school in Kingston?
That's correct. So we're working closely with Dysart School, which is a special school for pupils with severe learning difficulties and autism. And they attended one of our Zippy's Friends for Special Needs training days last year, which was held in Kingston. So that's where we first came across them. So they were looking to improve the mental health and emotional well-being of their pupils, but they wanted something which was evidence-based and they had a limited budget as well. So we ran one of our training days, which includes theory on and the background to our Zippy's Friends programme, what research we have behind it. We train the teachers how to implement the programme with their children. And we've got lots of sort of practical activities as well throughout the training day. And the teachers from Dysart School were very positive throughout the day. They were impressed with the programme, but they were slightly apprehensive about how it's going to work with their pupils because their pupils have such severe needs. So after the training day, they received our Zippy's Friends resources. And after 6 months of implementation, with support from us, we arranged to visit the school. So Wendy and I went and observed a Zippy's Friends class. And before the class, we met with the assistant head teacher, and she couldn't speak more highly of the programme. So we were really pleased to hear how well it had been sort of received within the school, because they were slightly anxious beforehand. So they were surprised at how well the pupils were able to engage with the programme. And that was because there's such varied activities within the programme. The teachers can choose the best one that will suit the needs of their pupils. And it was clear throughout the session, which we observed, that the pupils really valued the opportunity to share their thoughts and experiences. And all the pupils supported each other throughout the lesson, which is really lovely to see. In terms of sort of feedback about how the programme was going, teachers had noticed vast improvements in pupils' mood and behaviour within the classroom, but also more generally in the wider school community. And in particular, they told us about one pupil, aged 10, who, since taking part in Zippy's Friends, was now able to identify and communicate his feelings. And he'd also learned strategies on how to calm himself down. So prior to Zippy's Friends, he'd often been removed from the classroom due to disruptive behaviour or aggression. And he found friendships quite difficult and got into quite a lot of arguments. But the teachers highlighted a turning point for him when he learned about the emotion jealousy through the programme. And now he was able to recognise and explain that he felt jealous of other friends playing with each other, rather than just sort of lashing out. So he was able to regulate his emotions as he learned the skills through Zippy's Friends. And another thing that we learned from our visit there was that the assistant head teacher was so inspired by the programme that they decided to take a more proactive role in promoting mental health more widely within the school. So following attending our training day and delivering our programme, they now run whole school training on mental health, and each classroom has a special mental health corner. And Zippy's Friends takes place in a dedicated space which feels safe and welcoming for pupils. And it's really interesting to hear that the biggest thing that they'd learnt from the programme is that many teachers have put down pupils' challenging behaviour to their special needs, but actually it was their mental health which needed addressing. So that was a big turning point for them in learning how to sort of deal with their pupils and promote their mental health. and at our following special needs training the year after, the ISART school came and ran a session there for the new teachers we were training in Surrey, and where they got to share their experiences with the programme and gave sort of ideas and sort of tips and tricks to the new teachers about what they could do and what they could try with their pupils that need that had more sensory needs. So we're working really closely with them going forward with future training as well.
So you mentioned before you had some open days for different schools mm-hmm. that DISART attended.
Yes.
How often do you have those?
So we run our training days for our programmes all around the country, and most of them take part at this time of year, so in the autumn term. In terms of Surrey, we try to run one training day every year and invite Surrey SEN schools to that, and that's happened twice over the past couple of years. And we invite all schools within the area that we're running the training to attend the training day, which is one day for teachers who will then go on to deliver the programme. And we tend to have a sort of about 25 teachers come to that.